This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, February 10th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. CARB targets tractor engines. Bill to boost California-grown foods in schools. USMCA's ag benefits and the RFK Jr. We're no nanny state. The California Air Resources Board has drafted new regulations for off-road diesel engines. The proposed Tier 5 order is drawing attention from agricultural stakeholders concerned about higher equipment costs and technology available as the state pursues deeper emission cuts. The proposal would tighten limits on nitrogen oxides and particulate matter beyond current Tier 4 standards targeting engines commonly used in tractors, harvesters, irrigation pumps, and other farm equipment. While the rule is still in early development, CARB staff have outlined potential new emission thresholds, durability requirements, and compliance pathways that could reshape the market for diesel-powered agricultural machinery over the next decade. For growers and farm contractors, the biggest concern is the potential price impact of more advanced engines and after-treatment systems. Agriculture operations rely heavily on off-road diesel equipment, particularly in specialty crop production, where limited alternatives exist for heavy-duty field work. Stakeholders are also watching closely to see whether zero-emission credits, hydrogen combustion engines, or other emerging technologies will be viable for farm use. CARB has framed Tier 5 as a long-term strategy to cut smog-forming pollution and improve air quality in rural regions, including the San Joaquin Valley. But agriculture groups are expected to push for flexible timelines, exemptions, and cost considerations as the rulemaking process moves forward and staff continue refining the draft proposal. CARB is hosting a virtual workshop on February 27th that to discuss the potential standards. Assemblymember Lori Wilson of Susan City has filed legislation to establish a California Healthy Food Procurement Fund aimed at expanding access to nutritious California-grown foods in schools and other public institutions. The proposal under AB 1731 would direct CDFA's Office of Farm to Fork to create the program by 2028. The initiative is designed to increase procurement of healthy foods, particularly whole or minimally processed items for K through 12 institutions, while supporting in-state producers and climate-smart agricultural practices. Under the bill, the state could provide funding to approve vendors to source and distribute foods grown in California using climate-smart production systems, helping schools access fresh products at little or no cost. The measure also proposes creating a dedicated account within the CDFA to fund to receive federal, state, and industry philanthropic or private dollars subject to legislative appropriation. Supporters say the effort would strengthen the state's school food system while benefiting local agriculture, improving student nutrition, and advancing climate resilience. A broad-based coalition of agriculture groups is releasing an analysis today showing how the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement benefits the farm sector. The Agriculture Coalition for the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement holding a press conference to highlight some findings from its report, which uses 2024 as the base year. The analysis found, quote, that ag and seafood exports to Canada and Mexico generated $149 billion in total economic output, supporting nearly a half a million jobs and $36 billion in wages. Every dollar in industry exports under USMCA drove an additional $2.45 of supported economic activity in the United States. USMCA-related agriculture and seafood trade contributed $64 billion to U.S. GDP and supported $13 billion in federal, state, and local tax revenue. The analysis also examined the economic benefits of USMCA across key agricultural commodities, that according to a press release. The long-term success of USMCA is a top priority for our members, said the International Fresh Produce Association Chief Global Policy Officer Alexis Taylor. Since the agreement took effect, fresh U.S. fruit export values have increased by 34%, while U.S. vegetable exports have grown by 14%. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. used an event at the Conservative Heritage Foundation to defend his policy agenda. That includes the push to get Americans to stop eating highly processed foods, which he blames for all sorts of maladies. We're trying to make it easier for parents to make good choices. We're not telling people what to do. We're not starting a nanny state. Like, if you live in this country, buy a Coca-Cola if you want one, or eat a Krispy Kreme donut. But we're going to tell you it's not good for you, Kennedy said. Asked about his agenda this year, Kennedy spent most of his time talking about drug prices and the administration's efforts to reduce them. He said there will be a special focus, quote, on affordability and on transparency. That makes sense, given that the cost of living is shaping up to be the number one issue in the midterm elections. Tony Lyons, president of MAHA Action, said at the Heritage event, the MAHA movement will be working with the congressional candidates President Trump endorses to make sure they understand MAHA issues. A case in point is the Louisiana Senate race, where GOP Representative Julia Letlow has Trump's endorsement in her challenge to Senator Bill Cassidy, a physician and chair of the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. He's criticized the Trump administration action on vaccines. Letlow is already on board with some priority MAHA concerns, Lyons said. We think there's a really great partnership that we can have with candidates all around the country to help them win, to help preserve this coalition, Lyons said. He said MAHA advocates would also be educating candidates on the movement's views. Here's today's final word. Schools rely heavily on national supply chains, limiting opportunities for California farmers to benefit from public food purchases, even as they struggle to stay ambitious. That's Leticia Venador, policy manager at California Certified Organic Farms, sharing support for AB 1731 on procuring healthy food for school meals. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, February 10th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.